Thank you for calling Direction Home. This is Arisha. Can I help you?
Hi, Arisha. This is Nikki from Rhonda's house. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I was calling. I received your email this morning about Emmett.
Yes.
Did something happen?
Well, his nephew is going under structured family caregiving as of yesterday.
Okay, because, you know, I was talking to Rhonda, and she says that we have Mahoney County caregiving. It's called caregiver support. So we were just wondering when I read that email. So he's switching pretty much to a different provider with the nephew because that's his caregiver?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
But I didn't know what that was, so I'm going to call and ask.
Okay. Yeah, structured family caregiving is through a company called CareForce.
Okay.
And he has to, you know, he was, the background check and everything was done through them.
Okay.
So I want to make sure that you all were aware that as of, because I got a message from him yesterday saying that he could start getting paid as his caregiver through them as of yesterday, which I haven't spoken to anybody from CareForce, but I wanted you all to know, you know, because he'll be submitting his timesheets, I believe, directly to them.
Okay, so he will no longer be with Rhonda's house either.
Correct.
Emmett. Okay, okay. So it's pretty much as if he just went out, he got another job, and now he, how you can bring your family member with you pretty much.
Yes.
Okay, all right. I will talk to Rachel and make sure Rachel knows. Because
okay.
I don't know if she's known anything or not, but I'm going to make her aware.
Has he talked to you all at all?
See, that's what I'm saying. I haven't heard anything, but that doesn't mean Rachel hasn't. So I want to talk to Rachel to see if he made her aware that he was leaving.
Can you give me a call back?
Oh, yes, I can, for sure.
Okay.
I can, for sure.
I just want to make sure everything is on the up and up, that's all.
Okay.
And I will reach out to CareForce as well. Just to confirm, to, you know, I got the message from him yesterday stating that that Mr. Emmett was going to be, as of yesterday, he could start billing for him through them.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to see what's
going on. I kind of want to make sure he understands, too, the process. Because I'm hoping he doesn't think that he still bills through you all.
Okay, who is it?
Yeah.
You know, I know there was an issue. Well, I hate to call it an issue. I just remember hearing something about he was billing and maybe the uncle was out of town or working.
So this was back in, so from January 1st, January 31st. So from February 1st until February 18th, I want to say I spoke with him on the 30th. I can look in my computer and see. But I spoke with him on the 30th, and I think because they had not turned in their paperwork to Job and Family Services, his services were cut off for about 2 weeks.
Okay.
And the services were put on hold. And when I called Rhonda and I told Emmett that the services were put on hold because paperwork wasn't submitted. So when I said that and they went and submitted paperwork, he assumed that because they submitted the paperwork that it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's my assumption. So And I don't know why he thought that, because I want to say he called me a week later and about his home-delivered meals, and I told him I can't start the meals back up until I get the okay from Job and Family Services that everything has gone through.
Okay.
So during that time frame, he was still submitting time cards for working with his uncle, even though stuff was put on hold. So he got paid for that time frame, even though he shouldn't have, because services were put on hold.
And I'm wondering if that's the issue why he's trying to leave, because I don't know if that's something he had to pay back out of his check. I'm not really sure.
He's going to have to pay it back because you all have to pay it back to CareSource.
Exactly.
So
I'm wondering, is that why he might be trying to leave? I don't know, and I really wouldn't.
No, I don't think so. I think he
was trying
to leave beforehand. I think he was trying to get more hours. And
oh.
I don't know if so, like, with CareForce, I don't know if he's getting paid more per week, because you get a standard amount. If you're caring for this person part-time, it's a certain amount. If you're caring for him full-time, it's a certain amount. It's just standard. You don't have to worry about trying to get additional hours for additional pay. It's just a standard amount.
I got what you're saying. So no matter what, this is how much, whether, like you said, part-time.
Correct.
I got you.
Correct.
Okay. I'm just writing
that. And because his uncle does live with him 24 hours a day, under our guidelines or ODM guidelines, CareSource was only going to allow him so many hours. And, like, I had tried to get two additional hours for him, and they denied it.
Okay.
So
I got you.
So I think, some people look at the fact that it is a flat rate and you are getting paid because that person is with you 24 hours a day. So,
right.
And that might be the case.
Okay. I got you.
Okay. But Rhonda will have to reach out as far as, I don't know if it was ever paid back or what have you. I don't know.
Okay.
The money, but yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. Like I said, I will definitely let Rachel know this too.
Okay.
Okay.
I will reach out to CareForce, and if you could let me know that they're aware, that would be great.
Okay. Let you know if Rachel is aware. I will.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.